Hello everyone, this is Bhavya Shree and you are listening to the podcast Phytobeings. Today in this episode, we are going to talk about the most colorful festival of India, that is Diwali. As we all know that Diwali is the festival of light, but there is also the dark side of this festival. In this episode, we have my lovely friend Kaushalya to talk about the both sides of this festival. Hello Kaushalya.
Hi Bhavya.
Yeah, Kaushalya is my friend. Actually, we started our friendship from a few months, we should say, right? So
yeah,
we have many more things in common to share, and one of them being we both are nature enthusiasts. So I call Kaushalya to speak up on this podcast about this festival Diwali. So Kaushalya, let us know that how you have celebrated Diwali in your childhood and how you are going to celebrate in this year, like just in your way.
Okay. So as a child, you know, I always enjoyed the celebration of Diwali because Diwali is something always and every time lighted with crackers and beautiful lights getting lightened up all over the street. So in my childhood days, when I think back, I still remember only the streets getting lighted up with the lamps, and I'm a kid who is eagerly purchasing the whole noise making crackers, which is okay, if someone is bursting this cracker, seems they need to be bold. You know, autumn bombs, when we burn an autumn bomb, it really brings a large sound. So it's like a challenge to the boldness we have, or it's like an enthusiastic thing. I think everyone gets it. So I always enjoyed busting crackers, and I loved the day because during Diwali, you can see the streets and whole house lit with the lamps. The little light over there really spreads beautiful vibes around the environment. So that was all about my childhood days. A girl who was completely enthusiastic about, oh God, it's a cracker thing. It's a light over there. And now, as a matured person, as a graduate, I have taken oath that hereafter there's no cracker busting culture in my life hereafter. So my Diwali is going to be like, light the lamp, spread the smile, make it peaceful.
Wow, that was really a good thing that you're going to do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, what you have said is 100% right, because in our childhood, we felt that burning crackers is the most beautiful thing for them. I mean, whenever we see the children in the streets right now as well, when the month of this Diwali has begun, they started to buy the crackers, some small things which make a lot of noise. They enjoy it. But when once they grow up, they got to know that it makes a lot of pollution. And then they are going to realize that how much we got polluted this earth.
Yeah, of course. It's all about the pollution, the crackers.
Yeah, but what do you think about how is that all started?
Okay, so let's start with the history of how Diwali was celebrated. Yeah. So most of us know it well, like Lord Ram returned from Vanvas, returned to Ayodhya after 14 years gap after defeating Ravanan. So at that time, people lit the lamp and welcomed him wholeheartedly, happily. It was something like a victory over darkness, right? Yeah. And the word Diwali itself means a row of lamps in Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
So our Indian culture always had Diwali celebrations by lighting lamps, that is having a trust of faith, like everything ill has ended and it's a new beginning. That's how our Indian culture celebrated Diwali. And after 7th century, that is after 7th century, when Chinese invented crackers, that is their crackers were like initially their crackers were made with gunpowders. Okay, so after the invention of gunpowder made crackers, that culture got spread to India through Arab countries' invasion over India. Okay, so when Arab people invaded China and then they brought those cultures of cracker busting to India, Indian people also liked that and they started buying crackers and they started producing crackers. That is why they started especially using crackers a lot on the day of Diwali, is just because Diwali is something related to light, right? So There's a thing like when there's a explosion of a cracker, a sound that is giving you a great vibe removes the negativity, and the beautiful spark that's bringing there, it's giving you an excitement to lead, right? So that's how crackers came to India, and we people started the practice of celebrating Diwali with crackers from 1400 AD.
Oh.
But really, our culture is not like using crackers.
Yes, even before that, you know, even before Diwali in India, there mm-hmm. are many other countries all over the world are going to burn the crackers in the name of New Year and some parties, uh-huh. right? We are going
yeah.
to see it every time in the news that they burn these fireworks when their country is going to celebrate their New Year.
Yeah, see, the cracker was first of all just invented because of the gunpowder. You know, the gunpowder is very used for cannon burstings, and for it was something like war thing.
Yes.
The Chinese people invented cracker, and they themselves named the crackers like devil's distillate. Hope I'm clear. Devil's distillate. Okay. Just because the explosion and the blast that gives terrifies the people suddenly. For example, I can say if you're riding a vehicle in a road and suddenly you're going to hear a cracker busting, it brings you a sudden vibration in you, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's why they named it like Devil's Distillate.
Oh.
But what to do, it's been centuries when we all got into the cracker busting culture, and now we still believe that it's our culture.
Yes, but you know, we all know that burning all these crackers brings a lot of pollution to the environment.
Yeah, of course. We all know, but still we keep on buying crackers. That's the greatest heart aching thing.
Yes. But the one thing that this year Indian's government has done, that banning the Chinese crackers, it was like a huge loss to Chinese exports of 50 crore rupees. Or something,
yeah.
1,000 crore rupees. I'm not sure about the exact figure, but it was like seeing in this way, why to stop this imports from the Chinese in
okay.
the name of only for crackers. See, when we recently see the Pakistan and India match, when mm-hmm. India lose, they also burn some crackers. When Indian government said that to ban the crackers for Diwali, why not to ban these crackers for that matches? I mean, when somebody won, why we have to burn the crackers?
Yeah, it's really a great question that is to be kept on. And I think it's really good if the whole country says, the whole globe says no to crackers. There can be lots of ways to celebrate, but still, crackers bring enthusiasm. It gives a celebration mode. The blast sound and the way it sparks. I think people need to get still more mature in that to adapt that.
Okay. But mm-hmm. yeah, as you said, right now there are also many other ways to celebrate Diwali mm-hmm. or any other festival, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what are the negative effects about pollution. How much amount of pollution? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, actually, regarding crackers, cracker really have a great pollution rate. Okay. If you're going to say a statistics, or if you want something like a scale, so say me or show me how much our environment is getting affected due to cracker busting. See, nearly we are polluting 20% to 70% of our environment on the period of Diwali. See, I'm mentioning clearly on the period of Diwali. See, though Diwali is a 5-day celebration, it's a kind of a month of celebration. I really see that people around my area started bursting crackers a month ahead of Diwali.
Yes.
So that's when the pollution rate started. And I hope everyone here knows that already we are suffering due to global warming, right? So though we are, it's like adding oil to the fire that is already burning.
Yeah, exactly.
So burning crackers at this time, But why I'm saying that this time is, see, you, in the IPCC report, they have clearly mentioned that in the whole globe is completely getting warmer. That is, it is going to get 2.7 degree rise in the next 2 decades.
Oh, only because of the crackers?
No. Just because of global warming. Okay?
Yeah.
So, global warming, when I say about the global warming, crackers really have a greater share in global warming, right?
Yes.
It improves air pollution, it causes noise pollution, it causes lots of disadvantage to the environment that we live in. Crackers mainly. Okay? So, I think at this time, let's all take an oath, like, let's not burst crackers and those stuff. Still, all of a sudden, we can't stop a behavior or a great thing that is happening for ages. So, we can adapt to green crackers, right? So, green crackers are something which our Indian government has designed or made. And our government, that is our Union Minister, Harshavardhan, is also advising or is also saying, like, let's celebrate an eco-friendly firecracker celebrating Diwali.
Okay, these green crackers is all about a very less pollution, right? No pollution at all.
No. It's reducing 30% emission of pollution.
Okay, but still there is 70% of pollution that we are going to.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned, like, if you all of a sudden you can't stop it, it's like make at least a mild step. Take a small step.
Okay. Yeah, too. So, we got this news that Indian government announces that India is going to become a carbon neutral country by the year 2070. Do you think that it is going to be possible?
I think when the whole mass of people, that is whole Indians, the whole national people comes together, it really works. It's like not about the country alone. It's not about the particular area you live alone. It's about like our nature, our environment. When everyone starts believing that this environment or this nature is important for us to live, we are going to preserve it. We are going to safeguard that. Right. Yeah. So we are really going to work hard for preserving this. When the whole nation comes together, it really works for a beautiful scale, because 2070 is really a long run. It's really a great time ahead.
Yes, we still have 50 years. Don't know how many people are going to live by that time.
Yeah.
But still, you're going to say that it is going to be possible if everyone determines to do it, right?
Yeah, of course. See, even if a single person believes in a change, it really happens. Then why can't a whole country believe it and make a change?
That was a good insight of thinking in this way. But... Mm-hmm. See, we have this major pollutant in the construction industry, as you know very well, as you are also a civil engineer.
Yeah.
We have the most polluted cement, right?
Cement.
So we can't be able to change that thing from a very long time. See, instead of using cement in the construction, we can use many other substituents instead of cement, like we have pozzolana and many other. Like what we just discussed before.
Yeah, okay. So my project was regarding a Ferroc. So Ferroc is a material which replaces cement. Ferroc is made from the dust, that is steel dust, which is which is got or extracted after a short bursting process in making of steel products. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a new startup. It's something that is just innovated, that is just brought up. It is just born. So people are really in a phase of mind like, will this work? Because cement has already gained everyone's attention, already gained everyone's trust for ages and ages, right? So this is a new startup. So people want to believe that, and making that as a replacement for cement is really a wrong run. It only happens when they start believing, and when the whole nation or the whole people who is going into the construction industry request or ask that product to replace with cement. See, for example, if I'm going to build a house, okay, I have an option like I can replace cement with this product that is something like eco-friendly, that is sustainable.
Okay.
It's my choice to decide. Am I going to choose cement? Am I going to choose this thing?
Okay.
Right. So if I'm going to choose cement, just because cement has gained lots of trust and cement is going to be a great product, it's like I'm not believing in a beautiful innovation which can safeguard my new, the whole beautiful earth.
See, so when how far that people can believe in a new product when the old product called, for example, the cement is going, I mean, is sustaining from a very long time, that they are seeing the results. If we made this product with a cement, it is going to sustain for a long time. In this, the people are not actually believing the new ideas, even though they are doing good for the environment. Right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's how. That's what the trust and belief the cement has gained.
Yeah,
it's really a stronger bond, man. We can't even break it. It's all about the multinational companies and the construction companies need to take a stand against cement.
Yes.
And the reason why we are speaking cement is really harsh is that just only, I think, only 1 ton of cement really emits millions of carbon dioxide into environment.
Yes. And you know what now many countries are going to do by installing these smog towers to reduce the carbon emissions from the environment. Recently, our Delhi government has also inaugurated that smog tower, right? We have seen it before in China doing that as well. So if this continues, that there are going to be smog towers everywhere by the end of this century, like how can we curb this pollution of emitting carbon dioxide?
See, according to me, urbanization really has a great effect in carbon production. See, urbanization is nothing but building new buildings and paths and those stuff. I think it's okay. We have expanded to a larger amount. Let's start alternating or changing things within the places we have expanded. When you're going to make a new construction, it's going to consume more of cement, or it's going to release more of carbon dioxide. But when you're going to alter, that is when you're going to change, make a change in the place that you already live or dwell, it's going to cut the amount of carbon dioxide emission that is comparatively going to be produced while you build a new construction, right?
Yes, yes.
So I think let's make alternations, let's make renovations, and it's okay, we expanded a lot, let's live within that space. And expanding more, it's like we are destroying the nature. Urbanization is already, and it's always something like it's removing the nature.
Yes, exactly.
We have adversely affected our ecosystem.
Yeah, and now all these countries are pledging to become, I mean, to make their country into a carbon neutral country after some years. Recently, we have this Bhutan. Bhutan is a very small country. If we compare Bhutan with India in terms of population and area as well, Bhutan is a carbon neutral country. In fact, I think it's carbon negative country, where it doesn't emit any carbon dioxide into, or any carbon emissions into the atmosphere. And it also absorbs the carbon emissions that are released by the other countries as well. So now India has also pledged that by 2070 it is going to be carbon neutral. So first of all, I just wanted to say about what is carbon neutral. Carbon neutral is all about making a particular place or an area which is free from carbon emissions. When some amount of carbon emissions are emitted into the atmosphere, we should be balanced that emission in terms of, by means of anything like planting trees. Those trees are going to absorb that carbon emission in terms of carbon dioxide, right? So or by building any other structure which can absorb those carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. In this way, we can make country into a carbon neutral country. This is how it becomes carbon neutral.
Yeah. See, you mentioned that a country it's a carbon neutral thing. So when you say a country, it's also mentioning the people's living there.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all about the mindset of the people. They all decided to make their country carbon neutral and they did it.
Yes.
So I hope all
of people, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
We ourselves have to contribute something to make this country or to make our nation, even to make this earth a beautiful place to live for the next generation.
Of course, man. And regarding crackers, right? The Diwali vibe crackers. Even if a kid is listening to this, see, crackers are really causing air pollution, global warming, and noise pollution, right? See, in air pollution, crackers are emitting chemicals like, what you can say, barium, cadmium, lithium, lead, magnesium, nitrate. Am I talking a lot of chemistry words here?
No.
And these are
know about all these things.
Yeah, and crackers are made with chemicals like barium, cadmium, lithium, lead, magnesium, nitrate. And these chemicals, when they are ignited, that is when they are burned, they give a smoke. That is generally a cracker leaves smoke, right? These gases really produces what harmful chemicals like carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and even ozone. Some crackers are even emitting ozone. Okay, so these are something very harmful to human nature.
Yes.
And at this time, that is COVID-19 pandemic is going on. We lot of people around us are infected by COVID, and there are lots of people who got just recovered from COVID. See, I want to say to people, like, the person who got affected by COVID really suffers a greatest lung damage.
Yes.
So this lung damages aren't just cured within a month or a 2 months. It really takes a long time. So at this time, celebrating Diwali with crackers, with the smoke, that really it's going to cause a kind of irritation for them. It's going to be uncomfortable for the people who recovered from COVID.
So in this way, it is going to make it more worse than what we thought.
Yeah, right? Yeah, of course. Yes, it's going to be a very worse thing when a people who was affected by COVID is going to get exposed to the smoke that is emitted.
Yeah. So,
because the particulate matters, right? The particulate matters that is emitted from these crackers gets spread in the air. That is, the air is getting contaminated. The air is getting poisonous. When we breathe, those particulate matter just settles inside our lungs, and it's going to be a kind of harsh thing for the people getting recovered.
Yeah, so people should be more aware this time of not burning much more crackers. Not much more. They should even consider of not burning anything.
Yeah, like even the pregnant women, let's not only talk about the humans, let's also talk about the animals. Even animals are getting a vast effect regarding this thing. Because animals are really scared. I have also seen lots of animals which get frightened when they hear the sound of blast.
Yes, mostly the animals that used to live on the streets, like stray dogs and cats.
Yeah, it's like a sudden attack for them.
Yeah, exactly. When kids used to burn these crackers, they burn for their fun. But the the animals and the old people, they are going to get a lot of frightening when the time of Diwali is around
that. Yeah, of course. See, the noise with the bright light, it's going to give an anxiety attack for people. That is true, and that is why the people in China themselves call it as devil's distillate.
Yeah.
So I hope people should think of celebrating Diwali as our Indian culture is. Let's celebrate it by lighting lamps, like praying for the holy God and goddesses, bringing victory over darkness.
Yes, exactly. And one more thing, that in this COVID-19, there are many people who lost their jobs, like some migrant labor and worker. Now they are going to sell these divas in the streets. So just encourage and help them to buy those things that what they are selling on the street.
Yeah.
Don't go for these materialistic things, like whether they may seem like they're beautiful. If you buy the neon lamps and everything to decorate your house, they might look beautiful. But what was the use of it? When you use that original or the fuel lamp device, they are going to give or produce some kind of beauty to your home.
Yeah, actually, you asked about my childhood celebration, right? So in my childhood, I was even responsible for lighting the lamps all around my home. Okay, my mom and my grandma will give me a pot in which there will be oil for oiling all the lamps over there. So I'll be in an position like security guard for a whole lamp. Okay, there's oil in this lamp, oil in that lamp, oil in that lamp. I'll be always having a check, and even it's a fun, man, which the current generation is missing to even experience that.
Exactly.
It'll be like, oh no, that's the oil in that is getting reduced. Just come on, just pour this in. I and my brother really enjoy doing that.
Of course, we do it, and now this generation is going to miss it for sure.
Of course, the people who didn't experience that, man, you just lost a great part of your life. Just start enjoying that.
Yeah, always
And
the
you know,
natural is always very beautiful, right? When
yeah, of
we
course.
burn the lamps with those oil and with divas, beautiful divas that are painted.
And yeah, and even there's an important thing, like I said, like Diwali is something like victory of light over darkness, right? There's a scientific fact about burning the that is lighting diyas with oil. Okay, when you're pouring oil in that earthen material lamp and you're lighting it, the energy that it vibrates the positive that is protons in the environment, right? The light, which is the lamp which burns there, is like it's triggering the protons in the environment. So when one proton is hit, it goes and hits the other proton, and it's going to make a beautiful positive atmosphere all over the place where it is lit.
Yes.
So that's the reason why in temples till now they depend upon oil dependent light. See, though we have electricity to light the whole temple in a beautiful way, still we can see lots most of the temple depending on the oil lamps, right?
Yes.
So this is the greatest reason. When you light a lamp with oil and the flame there dances, and it really makes a beautiful environment around you.
We got to know this good thing today as well.
So that proton is going to even touch your skin, and it's going to the whole vibe is also going to get inside you, and you're also going to become a positive person, a positively charged person on Diwali.
So let's bring that positivity by dumping all those crackers, okay?
Yeah, and I think people are a bit aware and good clear about the chemicals that is used in crackers.
Yes.
Even if you want me to say still more deeper, you can say like the copper particles that is emitted with crackers, that is the copper particles irritates your respiratory tract.
Oh.
The cadmium particles over there reduces the capacity of your blood to carry the oxygen.
Then it is going to be more worse.
Yeah, like it's already more worse, which we didn't know.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons why we have to avoid these crackers.
Yeah. See, though the green crackers are reducing 30% of emission, as you said, it's still 70% of emission or harmfulness getting caused over there. So we should always I think it's good, really good to take a oath to celebrate Diwali without crackers.
Yes.
Even I studied a article like if you people can't even stop or say no to crackers, make a mass celebration. Mass celebration is like the whole street or the whole society people can gather in a single place. Okay, you
Okay.
can gather in a single place. Have like for the whole bunch of people, you're going to buy a certain amount of cracker.
Oh, I think this is not going to be possible, like mass celebration for Diwali.
Yeah, but when people living in apartments can do that.
Yeah, although it is the COVID era, we can't get gathered.
Yeah, although it's COVID era, I don't see people are that strict with the mask and those stuff.
Yeah.
Because I went for a Diwali purchase, and where I saw rarely people wearing masks. Oh, I literally saw them. Oh no, it's very sweaty, and they take off their mask. God, what are you doing? So
But
okay,
there is
it's a great.
always those, that impact, right? There is always that. See, nature always teaches us how to adapt to the new conditions, and also reminds us that the earth is always changing and
Yeah.
shows us the beauty in simplicity. So let's make it simple and let's appreciate the beauty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kaushalya, I was very glad that you are here today in this podcast, that we got to know a lot of things about this Diwali and the both sides, the beauty and the dark side of this Diwali. I'm very
Yeah,
glad
I
that.
want to thank you so much for giving me a chance to express myself regarding the chemicals that's caused to the nature.
Yeah, more than you see, I was very glad to have you here. And thank you. Let's do it many more in the future as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wishing all a great, safe Diwali.
Yeah, happy Diwali.